It is us. It is we. It is everyone. Welcome to the Freaky Crew Podcast. Once again, I'm your motherfucking host. Motherfucker, you get it? The MF Mind Freak up in this bitch. Along with the...
I am the Veruca James.
Yeah, the motherfucking Veruca James. And we are sponsored by
Julieland.com.
You ain't even a member of this shit.
I like the way she says it better than you.
That's bullshit, because I go, Julieland. You just can't do that. You know what I mean? Don't do that shit. And we are here with Mr. Avery, Richard Avery, to
you motherfuckers that don't know nothing.
Yo.
And we have a very, very special podcast today, because we're doing this shit live. Live from, what, you in New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And we in New Mexico, y'all. We in motherfucking New Mexico. We actually here in California, but Hollywood, California.
I would say this is live. It's more like long distance.
Nah, this shit live, dog. Hey, don't tell me how to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I say it's live in this motherfucker. You feeling live?
Mm-hmm. She's me? Live.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Oh,
She ain't even used it. Have you ever done the podcast before?
No, I kind of feel like I got punked into doing this.
You're
like,
meat.
Skype me.
You punked her.
Yeah, I'm like, you want to Skype? She goes, yeah. So look, tell everybody who you are, what you are, where you are, and
what
yeah.
the fuck?
Why? Also, why are you?
Why are you? We'll get to that.
That's like a lot. I'm Blissed, I'll say.
See, I was saying Duluth. How fucked up is that? I can't read. Bliss Duluth, bitch.
Dulce means sweet in Spanish.
Yeah, dulce.
Oh, yeah?
So it's like sweet bliss.
Did you know that?
So, yeah.
La, La Dolce Vita is also it's Italian for the sweet life.
Well, dulce
de leche.
Dolce Gavana. Ha ha. Did you just rub your titty on me?
I did.
It's pretty awesome.
I made fun of you, so I felt bad.
Put your bra off. So... Your name?
Bliss Dulce.
Spell it.
B-L-I-S-S-D-U-L-C-E.
Word. I knew I had it right. And where are you calling us from?
I'm from New Mexico, so that's where I'm calling you from.
That is awesome. And how did this come about? Let's be honest here. We're friends now.
Me being on this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, you just told me to Skype you. Like, you didn't tell me I was going to be... Like, you're like, Skype me. Do you Skype? I'm like, okay, I'll Skype you. So I Skype you, and you have fucking headphones on. You have microphones. There's, like, all kinds of people around. I'm like, what's going on?
All types of people. Let's fucking roll the
like, this kind of got sprung on me, but it's fun.
Go with the flow. I like that.
But I'm going to tell you something. Like, she must have thought she was going to see something. Because if you look right now, and the viewers can't see, of course, because it's not video, she got her eyes done. She got her hair curled.
She's wearing
I got ready. Like, I'm not going to fucking get on Skype with this guy, like, looking all ratchet
What the fuck you mean, this guy? You're not saying that because I'm black, are you? This guy.
No.
Is that a bitch? Oh my God. I'm not going to get on Skype with this guy. So let me ask you this. Because I didn't tell you that it was going to be a podcast show, huh?
No, so, you did not.
So let me ask you this. What was you expecting?
I don't know. Like, I was like, I didn't know what to expect.
A private, maybe? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah,
a little
right.
Private?
It was for free, so if I would have like, show me your titties. You know what I'm saying? Were you expecting me to give you a show?
No, definitely not. I definitely was not.
Hold on. How you said that shit make it seem like you wouldn't want a show from me.
That's what it sounded like.
I didn't say it at all, but I did not think that you would be giving me a show.
She was probably like, please don't let this guy show me his dick. Just please let this be normal.
As soon as the screen opens up, my dick is like right there.
It's just the dick. Not even your face.
It's not hard. It's just my dick. I'm like picking lint and old toilet paper on my balls. Oh. Joke's on you, bitch. Pew.
So is Bliss a porn star?
Nah, she's a fucking custodian. She's a custodian at office. I met her in the building.
Oh my God.
She goes, what will it take to be a porn star? I'm like, bitch, you don't have what it takes. And then she got naked. I'm like, holy crap.
So she was sweeping floors and then showed you her tits, and now she does porn. That's the basic steps. That's basically how it all starts.
Exactly. It starts that way for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I was at working at Bed Bath & Beyond when I got recruited.
I still don't understand that. What the hell were you doing working at Bed Bath & Beyond?
He was selling sheets.
Little bitch. She's making fun of me. That's fucked up. Look, I came a long way. I got my own podcast show.
Is there much porn work in New Mexico?
I think she missed that.
Is there much porn work in New Mexico? Is there much porn work in New Mexico?
Definitely not. Absolutely.
That's a lie, because I've met plenty of hookers down there. Wait, does that count?
No.
I didn't say there weren't, like, people to fuck out here for money. I just said there's no porn to be shot. Like, that's totally different.
So how many scenes have
LA
you...
Oh, sorry. To shoot. I've never shot anything out here before.
So how many scenes have you shot? When did you get started?
Oh, my gosh. I got started March of 2011, so it's been 3 years, but I've only shot like 35 scenes or something like that.
Are you just flying back and forth to LA from New Mexico?
Yeah, I just go back and forth. I lived out in LA for like a year, and now I'm just doing the back and forth thing, trying to decide if I'm going to move back or not.
Do you have an agency?
I do. I'm with Adult Talent Managers.
Hold on, wait. What are you doing? You can't be doing that.
She's
like,
hey.
She's like rubbing herself while she's talking to you. This is awesome. Continue.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry. Continue. I haven't been able to look at a girl. I've been looking at your mug.
Hold on, man. You're like,
not that I don't like it. I'm saying.
You like Dominican Republicans.
I thought you were Cuban.
Bitch, it changed by the day.
Okay, back to Bliss. She's our special guest.
Okay, all right.
And fine. She's fresh meat. Actually, not that fresh. About 3 years. That's
no, but she took some time off. So
yeah.
How long did you take off?
I took off like a year.
You couldn't handle the cock sizes and stuff?
Oh, no. I can handle it. Basically, what happened was I moved back and I started seeing somebody back home.
Oh, hell no. The whole
we know how it goes.
Story. Yeah, we just had the relationship.
I tell you like this great story, but it's like probably the same as every other girl, you know. And I've always kind of been about like, I like what I do. I do it because it feels right. And it just didn't feel right to keep doing it at the time. And then I was like really unhappy because I wasn't shooting anymore. So I ended up coming back and getting back to it. But
did it not feel right because he didn't want you doing it? Or did it not feel right because you didn't want to do it?
It didn't feel
you
right.
You can trust us because we're your friends. So go ahead. Tell us the truth now. Don't be lying.
He never told me not to do anything or like whatever. He pretty much let me do what I wanted. It just didn't feel right to me to do that. So
you were in love and...
Yeah. Didn't want it. I don't regret it. It is what it is, but just wasn't happy.
Are you watching TV on this and shit?
Am I what?
Are you watching TV on us?
No.
Okay, somebody over here. What? It's this motherfucker, Richard Avery, over here looking at YouTube videos while we're trying to do a podcast.
No.
Ain't that a bitch?
Not even. I don't know what that was.
That was weird. You probably got some feds tapping into your shit.
The NSA's listening in on this podcast
in New Mexico.
The NSA is your biggest follower.
So, what was the difference between starting porn back then and coming back to it now?
I mean, I think just like, I don't know. I was really motivated, really excited to get back into it. I mean, I think that I don't think that you should do porn for the money. I mean, I think the money is like great and everything, but you should do porn because you like to have sex and you like to be filmed. And so I was just really enthusiastic to get back to it, I guess. Whereas before, I feel like I kind of fell into it. Well, I was younger, too. So time's passed. I've gotten older. And I really thought a lot about if this is what I want to do or not. And I do. So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you sharing that with us. I'm going to be honest with you. Just like I told you through text message, I'm being serious. Stop smiling at me. I see that shit.
I'm a friendly person. I'm going to smile at you.
So I'll distract him. She's
over
rubbing
here,
myself.
Rubbing herself over here. I'm distracted, but what I want to say, I think that you have a very beautiful face. You're promising. I would recommend that you show your face in your Twitter, Avi, instead of your booty.
I agree.
Because as much as I enjoy a nice ass,
you want people to remember your face.
There's a reason that my butt's in the picture.
You lost another bet?
No.
That was good.
I don't really want to get into it, but I'm dealing with some legal stuff right now.
And oh, shit.
They're trying not to associate my real name with my porn name, and we're trying to keep that kind of out of it. And so I didn't want to delete my Twitter completely, and I didn't want to have to put it private. So I thought if I changed the avatar or whatever, the AVI, that it would be easier to keep everything the way it was. So as soon as everything blows over with that, I'm going to change it back to like my face or a full body shot or whatever. But it's just kind of something temporary that I needed to do. So,
okay. So you were one of the girls that got a shout out and for the movie that I'm going to be directing, the Booty, Cheeks, and Cakes movie that I'm going to be shooting. How do you feel about that?
That's like so exciting. I would really love to be a part of it. And I have a big butt and I love to shake my ass. And I think that I should be in your movie.
Okay. Veruca James is going to be the judge of that.
Okay.
Now we see how cute you are with your, with your top. And this is the ass movie.
You want me to take it off? You want me to show you my butt?
Yes. Yes.
I'm like,
you're on the right track. There's a right and a wrong way to win votes for me.
Look.
And getting naked always, always helps.
And she's rubbing herself again.
I can't even help it. I'm like, yes, take it off. Take it off slowly.
Such a perv.
Sexy. Ooh, I like pink.
I don't.
Is that, do you have a little bush in there?
See, look. Oh,
yeah,
my
shake
God.
It. Look at those things go.
Look, the whole fucking computer's shaking.
She is rocking the whole bed.
Oh,
yeah, she can do that. What do you call that? Where you make one butt cheek move and the other one move?
Left cheek, right cheek.
She's moving each
she
butt cheek.
She thinks she's special.
That's pretty impressive. Can you do that?
Did you see my ass when I get up out of this chair? I just want to let it be known. I got a big ass, okay? And for all the guys that's listening, hey, brother, sorry. My shit does that without even support. When I get up off this chair, that shit is doing that. You know what I mean? Don't be asking me no motherfucking questions.
I have a question for Bliss.
Damn it.
She can't see me. But when is she coming back to L.A.?
I'm coming back September, I think, like around the 12th or maybe the 10th. I forgot.
Awesome.
Why?
No, just curious. Just curious. You know.
No, just letting everybody know who's listening when you're going to come back.
See, I got to be done with the movie by then.
Can you come out
before? Well, then I'll come out before. Yeah.
You want
to? I'm flexible.
I have to pick my last girl. I haven't picked my last girl.
Pick me.
You can't do what she just did. You.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to call your agent. You do IR.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, totally.
All right, because I don't want to be, you know, here's how I look at it. When
She's
you're
like,
old and...
Is he going to ask me to fuck him?
You ain't getting a box cover, so you ain't got to fuck me. That's the only way you got to fuck me for a job is for a box cover.
Like,
that's
tall,
what the rumor
bald,
is.
Black men.
Right. Yeah, I describe myself. Is there a size preference? Let's start with that.
Can you
handle it?
Yeah, I can handle it. I'm like, as far as anal goes, I'm still kind of trying to get used to that.
Nah, this ain't gonna be anal, baby, because I want you to be comfortable with when you go, you know, when you do that.
Yeah.
That's
anal, I'm still figuring out how to handle.
You
the
see
bigger
this girl right here? Sorry to cut you off. This is an anal champ.
I know.
I'm no, but
you're gonna have to, like,
we did a podcast just, from her right. ass. You know, we was all in there.
You're right, though. Don't rush it.
Don't
let your butthole adjust naturally. It'll be more fun that way. But can you take, how about your pussy? Do you have a really small pussy? Does it stretch?
It wiggle? Stretches. I can take a big dick.
Okay. Because the guy that I'm going to give you, you know, he's full strength. He's 13 inches.
Who are you giving her?
Rico Strong.
Oh.
You fuck with him before?
Yeah.
Okay, you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
I actually squirted on camera.
Yeah,
but that was the first time.
Did you squirt on the camera?
I can't remember if it was.
It's not good enough.
It just poured out though. That was awesome. Yeah.
I think that's our next episode. Squirters, gush or squirt?
It was gushy.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So since you took the time to call in, to Skype in, and you didn't know what was going on, and I, as beautiful as I am, I have a beautiful co-host, and you did your little booty popping, I'm going to cast you in this movie.
Yes!
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to cast you in this movie. Really? I like to...
They're excited.
I like to put girls in that are brand new, up-and-coming girls. And we're going to do this shit. It's not a game. As soon as I get off of here, I'm going to call your agent and ask him for dates. And we can go from there. Because, you know, I think you're beautiful. And I think you're very interesting. So we're going to go ahead and make... You're not crying, are you?
No. I'm not crying. I'm not crying, but I'm not like a crier.
Word. So as everybody is listening to you, tell them where to find you and how to find you.
You can find me at twitter.com@blissdulce, blissdulce, and Instagram blissdulce as well. It's the same.
Word. So, and where can I find your ass?
Twitter and Instagram at Veruca James. You guys all know, and my Tumblr, DamonandVerucaJames.tumblr.com.
And you can find me, motherfucker, mind freak, Twitter, Instagram. I don't Instagram much. Sorry. Just not my thing.
Creeper.
Too much drama.
What about your MySpace page?
I still have it. I still have it, motherfucker.
Why you
Friendster? Friendster?
Damn, I still got AOL and all old. That shit. What's your AOL? Ain't that a bitch? Now I'm old in cyber time. So let me give you a little bit of advice. I think you did yourself a wonderful job by putting your eye makeup on, having your lips done. Because, you knew I was going to be calling you, and you was ready to go, too. And you was actually doing your Skype on your bed. You didn't know what was going to pop off, but I see that you was ready, girl. I see that you was ready. So thank you for you know, Skyping in, and I appreciate you for being you. And that's it.
Well, thank you so much. Just so you know, if you – tell Mark about available dates. I don't know if Mark knows, but I'm pretty much available to fly out anytime that you need me. I have trips that I plan in advance, but if you need me for a specific date, tell Mark.
I'll look at it. Make sure you call him and I'll go ahead and touch bases.
Okay.
So say bye.
Bye.
But
don't log off because I'm gonna still talk to you.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
All right, bye. Thank you so much for having me.